This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. This is John. How can I help you?
This is Winston from XPO.
You okay, Matt?
Yes, I have an FMS number for you.
Okay, go ahead.
748-459-96.
Now you got me curious as to what was so funny.
Oh, a couple of the coworkers. We were talking about an old school Martin show about Brother Man from the Fifth Floor. That's all.
All right.
That's all. We were just making good jokes.
Right on. Somebody tells me they were good jokes at somebody else's expense, though.
Yes, they were.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. What's going on with actually, give me a verified client name and address for me, please.
Of course. That's Danielle McCarry at 38 Meridon Lane at Comac, New York.
Perfect. Give me 1 second to update my notation here, and I'll be right with you.
No problem.
All right. What's going on with Mr. McCary?
All right. Tech Harrison called in and stated that he did not complete that install because the customers did not have their fridge.
Interesting. Okay, let's take a look-see here.
Yeah, sir. He stated that they did not have their fridge yet, and I did confirm that with the customer. The number on the order is good, and I told him they'd be expecting a call from you shortly, and he was anxious to call you, so I just told him to be patient. They're going to call you shortly. So he's okay, but yes, he didn't get that installed because they still do not have their fridge.
Interesting. As it's showing as... It's showing as an... Oh, I see. Okay, so the install is separate from the delivery today.
Yes, sir, it looks like.
Damn. Okay.
Yep.
So they're just running behind. Gotcha. Okay. I'm going to do some digging on this and figure out what happened to this.
Go ahead, sir. I'll be here when you get back.
Right on. Delivery of unit on different team. Okay. Give me 1 second to contact this dispatch office.
I'll be right here. And what was your name, sir?
My name's John, and yours?
John Winston with XPO.
Winston.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Where are we at? Okay, we're right here. Cool. I was reminded of a movie quote, which you may or may not get. It's from one of Guy Ritchie's early films called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
No, not familiar with that one.
Okay. It's a British action movie, kind of a whodunit thing with a bunch of different characters, and they're all trying to get to a different place independently, but all of their storylines cross at one section of the movie. Phenomenal. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
So one of the sect of people that you follow are a group of like pothead drug dealers, and they have this giant cage in the front of their apartment that people are supposed to be brought in through.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy just letting the doorbell rings. He goes, opens the door, lets the guy in. And so the main guy, his name is Winston. And so, he goes, he's coming down the stairs and he's like, hey, Charlie, why do we have that gate? And he's like, security? He's like, yeah, that's right, security. So what's the point of having it if we're not going to use it? The guy that's walking in has a bag of fertilizer under one arm and an almost unconscious girl under the other arm. And he's like, Willie, what the hell are you doing? He's like, it's fertilizer. Yeah, I get that. What's that? That's Gloria. I get that. I sent you out 6 hours ago to buy a money counter, and you come back with a bag of fertilizer and a semi-conscious girl. And he's like, and Charlie didn't even know it was you. He was like, chill, Winston. So I was about ready to hit you with that, and I was like, this cat's going to have no frame of reference for what the hell I'm talking about. It's me. Charlie knows it's me. And he's like, yeah, but Charlie didn't know it was you until after he opened the door. Now, did he?
Did he? Right. Okay. I get it.
If you're looking for something new and kind of out there, it's directed by Guy Ritchie, who's phenomenal, phenomenal director. That is a very, very, very fun movie, which will probably be unlike anything you've seen before.
Okay, Guy Ritchie, what's the name of it?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Girls.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Girls. I got it. I'm going to look this up and watch it tonight.
Hell yeah, my man. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, watch
so we are, in New York.
Yes.
So let's see here. Okay, give me one quick second to reach out to that dispatch, and I will be right back.
All righty.
Cool. Thank you, Winston.
No problem, John.
Be right back, boss.
Why everybody would have made jokes about my name?
Awesome. Reached a voicemail and it's full, so I can't leave any more voicemails. That's great.
Good.
Yep. So I have no idea where this is, unfortunately. Let's see what we got going on here. So I have two notes in here from a Rebecca Fagan. Is that part of your team or no?
Rebecca Fagan? Rebecca Sandifier that works with us, but not a Rebecca Fagan. I'm not familiar with her.
Okay. She's stating that she called the client and said that the team was running behind. I'm assuming since you're calling that they don't have the fridge, that this is from the girl who's actually over the people who are delivering the fridge.
Gotcha. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Give me a quick second to, do you want to, hang out while I call the client, or do you just want me to
right
get you
here. I
case?
Am right here till you get back, John. Right here.
Winston said, I'm by the hour, man. I don't give a damn what you do. All right, give me a quick second.
Take as long as you need.
My man. Winston.
I definitely am here, John.
My man. Awesome. So I talked to Daniel. He's all good with everything. Now, is there any chance, and I probably already know your answer to this, that those guys can swing back by later today?
They won't.
Okay.
That's
cool. I
ain't going to lie to you.
That's fine. That's what I told him. I was like, look, I can't make these guys do anything, but I can ask.
Yes, sir. So, it is literally up to them once they get past, once it comes up on their route, and if anything goes wrong, it is solely up a judgment call to them to go back.
Okay, sounds
and
good to me,
man. 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell me all the reasons why they can't go back, and I don't feel like listening to it.
I don't either. I did 5.5 years worth of television delivery and install and calibration for Best Buy, and I was client-centric. Like, if they needed something, I was there for them. And some of these excuses these guys give me, I'm like, dude, who ties your shoes for you, bro? Like, come on, man.
You say, who ties your shoes for you, bro? Wait a minute.
Because obviously they can't do anything on their own, right?
So. Right, true statement.
All right, let me get you a breeze case, get you on your way.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
278-903-255-255-278-903-255. That's correct.
All right, John, thank you for talking with XPO, and I'm going to look up this movie and watch it tonight.
Winston, it's been a pleasure, my man.
Thank you.
You
enjoy your day. Yes, sir.
All right, later on, man.
All right.